You're listening to SBS News.
It has been 35 years since Ghani Adib left a war-torn Lebanon as a 9-year-old child, but she says last month's explosion in Beirut took her straight back there.
I felt physically sick. I remember I had to leave the office and go to the bathroom because I was wanting to throw up. It was a very, very significant physical response. Hearing the voices of the people, watching the people's, you know, responses, seeing the buildings. I've got some very strong memories of driving through Beirut, like, you know, a ghost town of all of these buildings that had been destroyed. That all came back. It was very triggering.
Ghania and her family spent the first 9 years of her life going back and forth between Sydney and Tripoli in Lebanon's north. As the war escalated, Ghania's parents made the decision to flee, a decision Ghania says they would soon discover was life-saving.
There was a sort of panic that was kind of, you know, very clear, it was very strong in the room. And I think it must have been some very quick decision on my parents' part because it was literally go pack a bag. It was that quick. And so we just, my mother threw some of our belongings into some bags. I remember grabbing my favourite doll and we were ushered into a taxi. I think my father managed to secure the final, you know, there was seven of us, the final seven tickets onto the ship. And then once we got to Cyprus, Mum called back to Lebanon to let our neighbours know that we were safe, and we received the news that our building had been bombed.
In the weeks since the Beirut port explosion, Ghania has been grappling with resurfacing memories from those years of war. About 30,000 Lebanese migrants arrived in Australia during the 15-year civil war, and trauma specialists say reactions like Ghania's would be quite common among them. Councillor Nicole Lur from the New South Wales Service for the Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors says events like the explosion can re-traumatise war survivors, even from the other side of the world.
A trauma survivor will record those memories of the trauma in terms of sensory input, so what they were seeing, what they were smelling, what they were hearing at the time, and the emotions that were felt at the time, whether that's the fear, the panic, they're recorded as well. When the person then experiences something, a smell, or sees someone perhaps related to the trauma, or in the case of the survivors of the Lebanese Civil War, seeing scenes that are so reminiscent of what they experienced during the Civil War, those images can bring those traumatic memories flooding back.
But it's not only first-generation migrants who can be affected. Ms. Lur says the effects of intergenerational trauma are less understood but equally strong.
We were quick to reach out to schools and offer our support in terms of counselling, consultation, because these students, even though they may have lived their whole lives in Australia, they still have people they love and care about in Lebanon. They can be witnessing the grief and the worry of their family members, their parents in Australia, and also raise the point of the feeling of helplessness. If we were in Lebanon, we saw how quickly people picked up brooms and shovels and started cleaning up. And there's healing to be had in that, in contributing to the recovery in a very hands-on way. And members of the diaspora, they haven't got that option.
While coronavirus restrictions and closed borders mean the Lebanese community in Australia has not been able to get home to help, many are now focusing on what they can do. The group Sydney to Lebanon sent a plane load of essentials to Beirut last week. It has now arrived and is already being distributed among those who need it. Another group, Humans Unite, has filled six large shipping containers with non-perishable food, clothes, and medical supplies. The Lebanese Muslim Association's general manager, Khalid Al-Amadine, says the support has been overwhelming, and it's not only coming from the Lebanese community.
That sort of unity and solidarity with others actually make us optimistic about the future generation and the future of the community, that everyone not only thinking about himself. So it's actually good initiatives from the community that showing we all belong to each other, all different communities. Not such Lebanese, all of us, we're all brothers and sisters in humanity, and we should look after ourselves and each other.
It's a message of hope, even in the most challenging of circumstances. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.